Welcome to Sure Jan Podcast. I'm your host, Janice M., where we'll be talking about what it's like being single and dating in your 20s and 30s. So let's get some wine and popcorn and get real about what it's really like. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sure Jan Podcast. I'm your host, Janice M., and I hope everyone out there is having an amazing day, amazing week. And if you aren't, I'm sending you positive, positive vibes. What the fuck is up, everybody? I know I've been MIA. Podcast has been on pause for a little bit due to like personal reasons and personal shit that's happening in my life. But bitch is back and I'm ready to go. Oh my God. So a little bit of an update. I'm actually going to tell you guys about the fucking story that literally just happened to me. I don't know. Over 9-10 hours ago. All right. So the second job that I have, they were doing some like, they do like promotional, like social events and stuff. So last night they did like kind of like a happy hour, but like for the first 2 hours, like everything's on us. Like you can buy whatever kind of alcohol you want, but everything is on us. So I was like, you don't gotta fucking tell me twice and let's go. Right. And I thought it would be a good idea to interview random drunk single people. And I did, and I recorded that, and I'm gonna try and put that together and like put it like on my YouTube and my Instagram and all that good stuff. So I have to do a lot of editing for that, but I got a lot of fucking good content. I actually like ran into a virgin while I was having a conversation, and it was actually pretty cool. So shout out to her. Living her best motherfucking life. Love that for her. Okay. So here's where, okay, shit went really weird last night. So I decided to take a Lyft and I get in my Lyft car. Okay. The guy's like kind of cute, whatever, like Brazilian dude, whatever. And we're driving like literally in the car and stuff, and like I'm kind of telling him about my night and we're just like chit-chatting, like literally small talk. And normally like I try not to small talk too much, because sometimes like, especially if I'm like winding down for my night, I just like kind of want to just go home and put my ass to sleep. So I was explaining to him that I was like gonna smoke when I got home, like I was gonna smoke a blunt when I got home. And, like, a joint and shit. And, okay. Now, before I continue this story, all right, there's, like, two things that we're going to take away from here. One, I did not make a smart decision. It was pretty stupid on my part. Like, I was really stupid. Like, I'm full-heartedly upset with myself. Two, men seriously ain't shit. I'm sorry, but y'all really ain't shit. And okay, so let me get into the story. Like, finish my story. So this man literally like is talking to me. He's like, oh shit. He's like, oh, you smoke? And I was like, yeah, like I smoke whatever. Like, you know, like I'm kind of that's kind of like my thing that I'm looking forward to tonight. Like, you know, kind of like a nice way to end my night. And he was like, I actually was gonna roll and smoke, like, right before, like, he's like, right after I dropped you. He's like, do you want to smoke, whatever? He's like, you can smoke with me, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. And, like, in the moment, I was like, oh, fuck, like, free weed, that's great. And I'm like, bitch, what are you doing? Like, you don't know this man from a fucking hole in a wall. Anyways. Okay. See, making stupid, that was my dumb decision right there. Like, for me to be like, yeah, okay, fucking an idiot, right? And I wasn't even, like, that drunk. Like, I was pretty nice, I was pretty buzzed, whatever. I was pretty tipsy, but, like, I just feel like I was, like, tipsy to the point that I was like, yeah, like, let's do it. Like, if my friend was like, oh, let's go to, like, a club or something, I would have fucking probably said yes. You know what I mean? I feel like I was just in, like, a very happy, good mood when I, like, was leaving the fucking happy hour thing. And so I was like, okay. And so he pulls over, stops our ride, like literally ends my ride so that I'm not being charged. And he's like, he pulls over and he's like, oh, get in the front seat. And he's like, I'll roll it. Just get in the front seat. I'm going to park and I'll roll and then get in the front seat. And I'm like, okay. I know. You guys are like, Janice, what the fuck? Like, are you stupid or are you stupid? But anyways. Answer, I'm stupid. So, yeah. All right. I get in the front seat. And he's like rolling it, whatever. And I was like explaining to him, I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to roll blunts. Like, I always use like the cones because like I don't know how to do that shit. I'm like a late stoner, like a late bloom stoner. So like a lot of the shit that a lot of stoners know how to do, I have no idea how to do these things. So we're smoking, everything's fine, whatever. And then he just looks over at me and he's just like, he's like, I actually didn't really get to see your face. And he's like, you're actually really beautiful. And I was like, oh, thanks. Like, you know, just making fucking small talk. Why does he, y'all, literally grab my face and try and make out with me? Like, literally try and kiss me. And I was like, I literally, like, started backing up. And I was like, oh, no. And I was like, oh, like, I actually have a boyfriend. Right? Now, my first thing should have been, all right, he kissed you, maybe get out of the car, right? Like, I kind of was thinking these things. However, the area that we were in, if I got out of the car, this shit would have went. I just felt if I was nice about the exchange, he wouldn't have, like, he wouldn't react in a way that, like, is not a good reaction. So I felt like I had to react the safest possible way I could react. So I was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. Like, I have a boyfriend. Like, I'm sorry. And he was like, oh, okay. And then, y'all, he goes, this is the men ain't shit part. He's like, oh, okay. I have a girlfriend anyways. And I'm like, in my mind, I, like, wanted to say, if you had a girlfriend, why the fuck would you try and kiss me? Why the fuck would you try and make out with me? Like, what the fuck are you doing? And this poor girl, thinking this man is faithful to her, and he's, like, trying to pick up girls in a fucking lifts. Whatever, right? So then I'm like, okay. He, like, got the hint the first, I thought he got the hint the first time. We're smoking, whatever, vibes are fine, like, we're okay, like, I still, like, want to hurry up and finish this thing so he can drive me home. Like, we're driving. Like, he's, like, you know, this is a blunt ride. Like, he's driving. I'm like, I just want this man to just drive me home because, like, I want to go home. Then he tries again. He tries to kiss me again. And he was, like, talking to me about it. And I was just, like, and he was, like, oh, you really have a boyfriend. And he's like, oh, you're not trying to, like, do anything? And I was like, no, I'm actually, like, I really love him. So, like, I really, I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to do any of that. And he goes, oh, it's okay. I'm married anyways. I don't really have a girlfriend. I was like, hold the fuck up, sir. So you mean to tell me, homeboy, you're not even in a, like, you're not even, like, like, you don't even have a girlfriend. You have a whole fucking wife. A whole fucking wife. And you are out here, like, on a blunt ride with a complete stranger that you do not know. You just picked this fucking person up. I could have literally been a murderer, but whatever. That was a risk he took, too. And I took a bigger risk, but. And you're, like, in a whole, you took vows, like, whole fucking marriage. And I'm just kind of sitting there, like, is this guy fucking kidding me right now? I literally, so, like, I'm proceeding to get out of the car. And he goes, he's, like, oh, like, are you gonna go and, like, he's, like, oh, you're going to, like, lay with your man or some stupid shit he said to me. And I was, like, actually, I'm going to call him right now. Like, I'm literally about to call him, like, immediately right now. And he was, like, oh, okay. And all I hear is the car fucking speed out of there and get out of there. Because he, like, I feel like he knew, like, the situation. I mean, it was, like, fine. I mean, okay. It wasn't fine. I'm going to be completely honest. I am really upset with myself this morning. I'm, like, reflecting back on the night. Like, I was not drunk. Like, I wasn't drunk because I like, remember everything. Everything's, like, you know, nothing is, like, not computing in my, like, everything is, like, fine. Like, I remember everything. But, yeah. Very fucking stupid. I just felt like I was, like, in my, like, really young 20s. Like, this is shit that I would do, like, in my 20s. Like, bitch, you're 30. Like, what are you doing? I'm literally, like, I woke up this morning because I'm just trying to reflect on, like, the night and how the day went and just, yeah, reflecting. And it just was a hot-ass mess. So, yeah, definitely not my brightest moment. Definitely not my smartest moment. Definitely not the safest thing I could have ever done last night. Because it wasn't. It was extremely fucking dangerous what I did last night. And, you know, I never try and judge anybody. Like, I'm literally judging myself. But I try not to judge anybody, like, you know, on anything they try and do, whatever. Like, sky's the limit as long as you're safe, whatever. Like, I was not safe last night. That's what I mean. Like, you can do wild, crazy shit as long as you're safe about it. And I just, like, not that anything fucking happened, because nothing happened, right? I'm, like, I'm very fortunate. Nothing happened with this guy, like, you know. But what if that no that I gave him, like, was his in to be, like, you know, this is my, I'm gonna fucking kill this bitch, or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, women have been killed for less. So, it's just, note to the wise, do not do what I did. Don't do what I do. Please be safe out there. It's just rough. On a kind of similar note, whatever, I was talking to one of my good girlfriends, and we were talking about, she was telling me about this page on Facebook, and I don't want to, I, like, if you want to know what the name of the Facebook page is, and you're really curious, like, email me or DM me. I'm not gonna, like, out this Facebook group's name, because I'm just not gonna do that, but it's a Facebook group name that is pretty much, it's private, and it is for women, kind of a safe space where, you know, people can, like, show pictures of men and be like, hey, have you dated this person, or anybody have any idea of this person? So it's pretty much generally in the area that you live in, and I literally think it is the smartest idea ever. Like, I don't know who came up with this Facebook idea or even this type of page. There are a lot of them in different cities, different states, whatever. There are a bunch. But I had ran into one, and, like, I have one that's, like, in my area, so, like, I definitely am a member of that. And honestly, like, some of the dudes I've seen on it, I'm like, I definitely saw you on Tinder. I definitely saw you on Bumble. Like, or I definitely spoke to this guy, like, weird. Like, yeah, he definitely did the same thing to me. Or, yeah, he definitely gave me those type of vibes, you know? Like, it's so crazy. Like, you think about it and you look at it and you're like, wow. But I literally think the concept of it is just fucking so great. I'm so happy that there's such a safe space for women that they can just be like, hey, like, I'm just asking if this guy is dangerous or not. Like, I'm scared. Like, you know. If anybody can give me any, like, help or ideas or anything, please let me know. And, yeah, I just, you know what I mean? I just think it's such a good concept, and, yeah, I fucking ship it. So, if you do not have one, I suggest you make one. Make a fucking Facebook group. Invite your friends. Have them invite their friends. Just make it into this big thing, and, yeah. Let's protect each other out there. Let's fucking help each other out, because, you know, we need to help each other in this fucking scary ass world out there. If one of us can say, hey, maybe don't fucking fuck with Will from, I don't know, Leominster, which is a town in Massachusetts. Don't fuck with Will in Leominster. He has major red flags. He's a creep, and all he wants to do is sleep with you and do this and do that, whatever. And it's like, save it for the night. You know what I mean? Like, or, like, he's really creepy. He, like, He doesn't know what no means. Like, shit like that. Like, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I don't want to get into, like, the super nitty-gritty of, like, the stories from it, because that's not the purpose of it. It's not my, like, that's not on me to share that with everybody. But I just love the idea of this page. I just think it's so fucking brilliant. I love it. It's just so great. So if you do not have something like that in your area, I suggest you be that fucking person. Take that fucking initiative. Start it up. And yeah, make a fucking change in your town so that you're saving another bitch from some creepy ass man. So yeah, do it if you can. Okay, so that was my little spiel. Just don't do what I do. Be fucking safe and be smart. Just don't fucking be like an idiot and be like me and think that was a good idea, because it fucking wasn't. I really regret what I did last night. And normally I don't really have regret. I mean, I guess it's a learning experience, but I shouldn't have done it. Like, it just was stupid. And then, it just was stupid. And, yeah. Like, yikes. Yikes to myself. Okay. I kind of wanted to, you know, I've been... So, kind of, like, little thing. I've been, like, running this podcast for 2 years now. 2 years, like, kind of hit in June. I didn't do any real milestones for it because, like, you know, I haven't been really recording. And I recorded, I would say, like, a couple weeks ago, and it was an interview, which is going to come out. I, like, kind of talked about certain people I was going to interview, and that's one of them. That's not coming out. It's coming out soon, but... I'm kind of waiting on the person to give me the green light for me to release it, because it's, anyways, not trying to really get into that nitty gritty of that type of conversation, but I kind of wanted to kind of have a full circle moment today and kind of go back to the very beginning. And that episode was called Knowing What You Want. And I kind of went into a spiel about kind of knowing exactly what you want when you're in relationships. And I can't even begin to try. I'm like, I feel like I have to bring this conversation back up because it's still as fucking relevant as it was when I had this conversation with you guys 2 years ago. If you haven't listened to this episode, some people have like not listened in the beginning. But if you haven't listened to the episode, try and listen to it out. Please forgive me because it was my first time ever recording, so it may not be my best. So I'm in a different space, you know, learning. Yeah, here we are. But it's so hard, and I feel like that's why a lot of these relationships are not working, because, or dating and all that stuff is not working, because people are just not fucking completely honest about what they really are looking for, right? I can't even tell you, like, I've been on dates with men, or I've talked to men, and, you know, normally I can kind of get a feel of where they're at when they, like, if some men say, like, key words, key phrases to me, like, oh, I'm just kind of going with the flow, I'm not really looking for a relationship right now, but I'm kind of seeing what happens, and if a relationship pursues, it pursues, which is, like, aka, I just really want to fuck you, but I'm saying something nice so I don't sound like a fucking douchebag. Like, that's pretty much what they're saying to you. Like, I just want to fuck. Like, I literally just want to fuck you and make this maybe a casual thing if we fuck and we enjoyed each other's company, and then, you know, maybe make this more of a casual thing. I still don't want to be in a relationship with you. I still don't want you to be my girlfriend. But I would occasionally like to fuck you every once in a while. You know what I mean? Or, well, you know, when we're feeling it. When we're both fucking horny, why not? Okay? I can't even tell you how many times I've heard that shit from talking with my friends and their experience and even having my own experiences with that, because it's fucking bullshit. And it's like, man, just say what you mean and mean what the fuck you say. And ladies, say what you mean and mean what the fuck you say. I can't even like fathom that or say that fucking more or enough. Okay? I just feel like it's just fucking be honest about what the fuck you're looking for. Be honest about it. And it's like, or like, even when you're in the process of dating and when you're getting into the whole dating process and stuff and You're putting yourself out there. Know exactly what the fuck you want before you start going on dates, before you start talking to people. Like, already know what you want. That's like a main thing. When you are getting to know somebody and you're talking to somebody for the first time, or you're trying to, like, you're like in that getting to know process period, these are the more, like, the most important times when you need to have those type of conversation. Kind of see where that person's at and see where you're at, right? I'm looking at you in a sense of, like, if I'm going into a situation, like me now, right? If I went on a date or I went to go hang out with somebody right now and they asked me, what am I looking for? I would literally tell them, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I'm just kind of wanting to have fun with somebody and have, like, kind of enjoy their company and just, like, occasionally make something casual and possibly, like, we can hang out and then still have some casual sex and, like, make it fun. That's exactly what the fuck I'm looking for right now. I'm not looking for a relationship. I am not. I've said this many times. Side note, a random guy that I know listens to my podcast, proceeded to ask me out on a date, and I thought we were hanging out. We hung out, and then I realized this was not a hangout. This was an actual date, and told me that he heard on my podcast that I'm looking for a man. And I'm like, bitch, what episode did you listen to? Maybe, I don't know. What episode were you listening to? Because not once, and correct me if I'm wrong, not once have I said I want, like, a boyfriend right now. I've never said that. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't remember, like, we're on episode, like, I don't know, 50-something right now? Like, I don't remember me saying this in any of the 50 episodes that I've had, but besides the point, getting sidetracked here, but, like, I, like, was saying to him, and this kind of, I'm kind of bringing this conversation up because him and I, like, were talking about this. I apologize, I'm, like, really congested. I get super congested in the morning, so I apologize if you hear me, like, sniffling. I'm not sick, I just get, like, my room is very stuffy, and I didn't sleep with a humidifier last night, and I'm fucking congested, but anyways, I was talking to him, and he was, like, really pushing that I was bullshitting him on saying that I didn't want to date anybody. He's like, oh, I couldn't tell from your podcast is saying something different, are you sure? And I was like, bitch, if I'm telling you, and if he's listening, I'm sorry I called you a bitch, but if I'm fucking telling you that I am not wanting to pursue anything, or I don't want any, like, boyfriend, I don't want any of that shit, I don't want a boyfriend right now, believe what the fuck I'm saying to you. And it's like, why do I have to say to you again or a second time? Why can't you believe me the first time? Like, I'm like, in my mind too, I'm like, you don't even know me enough to be like, yeah, you're full of shit. Like, you don't know me, bro. Like, if I fucking tell you, like, I'm not looking for this, and I'm telling you, saying what I mean and meaning what I'm saying, believe what I'm saying to you. Like, there's no, like, you're not gonna change that. You're not gonna change it so that I'm gonna wanna be in a relationship with you. Like, no. I don't know what he thought that was gonna what was gonna happen in that situation, but it fucking was not. But yeah. Like, bitch, you had another thing coming if you thought, like, I was gonna change my mind for you. Like, that was not gonna happen. And it's like, I felt like I was trying to be honest, right? I'm trying to be honest, and I was trying to tell him. I mean, that was not the greatest example that I could have said that, like, mean what you say, say what you mean, and it'd be receptive, because he was not receptive to that. As, like, he kind of got the hint, like, after, like, the second time I said it, and he was like, oh, okay, I just thought something different. I was like, I didn't. And, like, and two, I never gave you any indication that this was, I wanted this to be a date. I even was trying to have my friend come because I didn't want this to seem like a date, because this is not something that I wanted. Like, hell to the fuck no. But yeah, if he hears this, if he still listens to my podcast, I don't even know if he does, but sorry, aired out our fucking business, but here we are. but yeah, I don't understand that. I was sitting with my friends and we were, like, just talking about, like, where we're at, you know, like, my friends were all, like, we're in our 30s, some of my friends are in their late 20s, about to be 30, and we were just talking about, like, what do we want? What do we want, like, now? You know what I mean? Like, I'm at the point in life where, you know, kids are not super far in, like, my kids are not really in the rearview mirror for me. Like, they're not really. They're kind of in the back seat. They're not in the front seat yet, but they're in the back seat. So, kids are a thing that, like, I'm thinking, like, are things that I'm thinking about right now. And, like, it's not like I'm not gonna have kids today or tomorrow, but that's something I'm thinking about. Like, probably with the next couple years, like, I would love to have children, you know? Whether that's with somebody or on my own. And, you know, that's something that I want. And that's something that I know that I am gonna achieve whether I'm with somebody or I'm not with somebody. So, that's, like, not a question where I'm like, I need to get married because if I don't get married or I'm not with somebody, I'm not gonna be able to have kids. Like, I want kids and I'm not gonna be able to have it because, like, no. The way fucking science is now, you can fucking do that shit all on your motherfucking own. And I don't give a fuck. Like, no. So, I, like, know that that's something that I want, right? And, you know, with, like, right now, a relationship is not something I'm looking for. So, like, when I tell people, like, yeah, I would love to have kids, whatever, and they're like, and you don't want to date somebody right now? And I was like, well, first of all, I don't need a man to, you know, for that, all that shit. I don't need to, like, fuck a guy to, like, get me pregnant. Like, you know, I can literally go to a sperm bank, fucking get, like, you know, any Joe Schmo's fucking sperm, and I can have a baby myself. Like, it's not hard. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, we're getting to that point. Like, I'm at that point in my life where that's a consistent question, like, a constant fucking question I'm getting asked. Oh, like, do you think you're gonna have kids? Like, where are you at? Are you dating? Do you think you ever want to get married? Like, I literally just have to sigh because there's so much pressure on us as we get older, especially as women, you know what I mean? There's so much pressure of us just, you know, we have to, you know, at certain ages, we need to, you know, when I was young, I pictured my life at this age, I already pictured me being married and already having kids. At least one kid by now, right? And, like, obviously reality, that did not happen. And I think when I was young, I had this unrealistic expectation that my life was going to go a certain way or things were supposed to happen because in the world, that's how they want things to happen. They want you to be married, like, you know, in your 20s. They want you to have kids by the time you're 30. They want you to be super, like, already, your career's already fucking well established. You have to have all these things by the time you're 30 to, like, you know. That's what I thought, right? I thought, like, I'm like, when I turn 30, I'm gonna have all my shit together. I'm gonna, like, be successful. I'm gonna have all these things. Like, not saying that at this age I'm not successful. Like, I am. And in my 30s, I was successful, too. Like, not saying, like, I'm, like, not as successful as I would love to be. But, you know, I think I'm pretty successful. And, you know, but the things that I thought when I was younger that was going to happen now, like, clearly did not happen because, like, I'm here single, childless. And these things just have not happened. And I know that in the future, that's something that I want. Right now, no. So when I'm going on these, like, when I'm, like, going on these dates with these guys and I'm, like, I wouldn't even call them dates because I feel like when you say, like, you're going on a date with a guy or something like that, it's dating to possibly establish a relationship with that person. You know what I mean? I'm not saying, like, never, like, even though I want to remain single, I want to continue to be, like, my single, like, bad bitch self. If something happens or if I interact with, like, you know, if I meet somebody that, like, sways me to not want to be single anymore, then that's, like, that's fine. I'm not saying, like, I don't this is, like, not in the cards for me right now. Like, I could talk to you guys in 2 months, and I could be like, hey, I'm talking to this guy, I really like him, and I want to continue, I want to see if a relationship or something happens with him. You know what I mean? I just, you never know, but right now, I know what I want, and, like, moving forward, and when I'm talking to guys and interacting with them, I clearly state this is exactly what I'm looking for. I know what I want. I know what I'm going into the situation, like, knowing what I want. And, you know, that's why, like, you know, being super communicative is, like, really, like, communication is fucking key, right? Especially if you are dating, like, I know a lot of my friends that sit down, go on these dates with these guys, and, you know, the guy kind of gives them the, like, runaround, or even some guys, like, they lie and say, like, yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm, like, looking to date and stuff. But, like, in reality, they're not. They're looking to fuck, right? Or they give you the line, like, oh, I'm trying to do a friends with benefits. No, you're looking for a casual hookup buddy. Like, let's not, like, I would say casual hookup. Like, I wouldn't say even a buddy because, you know, whatever. I went into a whole fucking debate with people talking about friends with benefits versus, like, fuck buddies. And I've gone on this podcast saying that they are two fucking completely different things, and I hate, and I can't even say it enough, when people fucking say, I want a friends with benefits type of situation, and all they want is the benefits. That's all they want to reap, is the benefits. They don't want any type of friendship with me. They don't want to hang out with me outside of us fucking. They don't want to do any of that other shit, and it's like, stop calling it that. Like, friends with benefits is what it is. We are friends that occasionally fuck every once in a while, right? We're not, me and you are not friends. We're just fucking. Like, that's why I say, like, fuck buddy makes more sense, right? Fuck buddy makes more sense. It's a buddy that I, like, we fuck. And that's, like, that's the only thing that me and you bond with is just us fucking. That's it. I used to fuck this guy, and we were literally fuck buddies. I would go over there. We'd be like, hey, what's up? Like, how you doing? My clothes would come off. We'd fuck. I'd put my clothes on, and I would go home. That was it. Best relationship I've ever had with somebody. Like, that was the best fuck buddy relationship that I've ever had, honest to God. I wish I can have another one like that. Hopefully, you know, but that was great, because there was no, like, misconstrued anything, like, everything was, like, I know what we're doing, this is exactly what we're doing, nothing, no feelings, no nothing, whatever, keep it fucking pushing, and, you know, I don't understand when, you know, when people just are not honest with what the fuck they're looking for or what the fuck they want, or even if they're getting into situations. If you are starting to date, right, if you want to date right now, you sat there and you're like, listen, I want to start actively dating. I want to get on dating websites. I want to go out with my friends, meet guys out, whatever. Sit with yourself and think about, what exactly am I looking for? Really think about that, right? Really sit your ass down and fucking think about, what exactly am I looking for? Am I looking for a casual hookup type of thing? Do I really want to date somebody? Do I want to be in a relationship? Is that something I really want to do? Do I want to casually date people? Because you can do that too. Like, all power to ya. You know, like, know what the fuck you want before you get into these situations. I know way too many people that get into situations and they end up not being what they wanted to be, or they get super disappointed because they went in one way and had a conversation thinking one way, and then it went fucking completely left. Know what you want before you get into something. If you are getting into a friends with benefits situation, which I fucking hate that term, but anyways, if you were getting into that situation, make sure you know that it is just a fucking contract type of situation happening. Like, my it's like pretty much like kind of like a contract you're pretty much making with that person, saying like, it's like a verbal contract saying, hey, we're just gonna fuck. That's the basis of what I want this situation to be. And that's it. I don't want to pursue anything with you, like, emotionally. Like, I don't want a relationship with you. I don't want anything like that. I would love to just, us to just have fun and do that with each other and enjoy each other's company in that sense. And, yeah, that's it. Just know. And I know way too many. This is why, like, I think, if you are not mentally ready for casual hookups, don't do them. You are setting yourself up for falling for an idiot that clearly told you that he doesn't want anything to do with you, but because you guys are being sexual, and, you know, sometimes, like, I mean, having sex is, like, an intimate thing, right? Whether it's you're doing it casually or you're fucking the person that you're with, the person that you love, whatever. Sex is a very intimate, okay? As even as raunchy or crazy as fuck that you're fucking, it is very intimate, okay? Sometimes when you're in intimate moments, or when people, like, I know people that, like, think kissing is super intimate, and they, like, you know, when they kiss somebody, it's like, you know, they grow feelings, they feel these type of things. Same thing with people when they fuck. Sometimes when people fuck, they, like, think they get so attached to the person because they connect with that person. It's an intimate moment and you get connected and all that shit. If you know this is you, or you feel like you're not going to be able to, like, put your feelings on pause or, like, not have feelings at all, if you feel like you can't do that, I suggest you don't ever get into a friends with benefits situation. You are setting yourself up for fucking disaster. I went into a situation, this was like a long time ago, when I thought I was, that's what I was ready for, and I thought that's something that I wanted at the moment. It wasn't. I ended up catching feelings for this guy. He kind of told me, he didn't want a relationship. And stupid me thought if we had casual fun, maybe something would change. It didn't. It didn't. His mind didn't change. It was still the same. And we kept fucking. And then my feelings started growing for him. And it just kept growing. And I was like, oh my God, I really, really, like, really like this guy. And I was like, I don't want to continue to just keep fucking him. And it didn't end well. It, like, we had to end that situation. And I was devastated. And yes, I had a right to be devastated. But in another sense, I'm like, girl, he literally told you this was not going to go anything further than what you guys were doing. And you and your, like, mind thought, maybe this will change. Maybe, like, the more we do that and, like, maybe he'll grow the same feelings that I felt for him. It's just, don't do it. If you know yourself that you physically cannot, or emotionally, mentally, like, you need to be mentally, emotionally ready to put yourself in this type of situation, because, like, if this is going to be a casual thing, let it be a casual thing. Try and not have your feelings, like, involved at all. And if you start to feel like you're catching feelings, get the fuck out of that situation. Get out. Get out. Immediately. Like, you need to know what the fuck you want. If you know that you want to be in a relationship, don't get into a casual thing. If you know this is something that you want, like, if I'm going into this and I'm like, I want to have a boyfriend. I want to date somebody. I want for that to, like, become something. Just knowing what you want before you get into these things. Like, before you even, like, think about it before you even take that step of where you're going to go next. Like, make that clear indication first to yourself first of what you think you want or what you know you want, right? For me, like I said, I want something like fun, casual, like, wouldn't mind something like that. And that's exactly what I'm looking for. Whereas, you know, like I said, when I did this shit before, I knew that I wanted to be in a relationship. And I knew I wanted to be in a relationship with that guy. However, the feelings were not reciprocated. He just wanted to have fun. He kind of was like in the mindset that I am in now. But then, you know, and it's one of those things where if you are not openly communicating, like, I should have told him, I don't want this to just be casual. I want it to be, you know, it can start off casual and then, like, let's make something happen of this. Like, let's kind of go from here, whatever. And, you know, I wish I had that conversation because I would have saved myself fucking a lot of heartache. I would have saved myself like so much heartache. I just feel like, and I would have saved so much time. Like, that just was wasted time, wasted energy that I put into this person, and they didn't deserve it because they weren't giving me the same thing. You know what I mean? Why give someone all this energy and they're not even fucking reciprocating that shit back to you? Like, why? You know what I mean? Like, why are you giving this person all this fucking energy? Like, all this time, all this stuff, and you know, like, you want to be with this person, but you're giving it to them, and they're not fucking, like, doing the same thing, or they're not doing, like, you need to get out of that. Know what you want, and if somebody's not giving you what you want, like, get the fuck out of there. Like, move on to the next thing. Yes, like, I know the dating pool has pee in it. I know, like, the dating pool is not the greatest situation right now. And sometimes people look at situations and are like, well, dating's really not the greatest right now, so I might as well stay in my situation. No. Get out of it. I'm telling you now. Get the fuck out. And figure out what the fuck you want. Because I feel like, 85% of the time, like, people are just going into situations, like, not fully knowing what they want or not fully explaining to the other person, like, hey, this is exactly what I want. This is exactly what I don't want. Where do we go from here? What do we do? All this shit. Like, no one really has those type of conversations. So, or, like, actively have those type of conversations, you know? I honestly think it's, like, one of the biggest issues, like, with dating right now, right? Like, even knowing what you want during the dating process, right? Like, what do I want to get out of this dating process? And what are my expectations? You know, what are my expectations of what I want? Or what are my expectations of what I want things to be or whatever? You know what I mean? You need to kind of, like, figure that out before you take that step of either talking to people or doing that. I just don't feel like figuring it out as you go works. I feel like it works with other situations. I don't feel like it works with dating. Yeah, hard no for that one. It's just, you gotta really, like, I'm just being super repetitive right now, I feel, but you gotta, like, really figure that shit out. And, like, really know what the fuck you want before you get into this. It will go in a way that you don't want it to go. If you go into it with intentions of wanting to have a relationship and the person's not on the same page as you, I just feel like you both need to communicate that as well, too. So, like, that's why I say you need to know first. So then when you're sitting in front of somebody or you're telling somebody exactly what you want, like, there's no middle of that. There's no middle ground there. There's just kind of like, this is what I want. This is what I want to happen. Are you on the same page as me? If not, see you later. If so, let's keep going. Like, let's pursue this, you know? But, Like, communicate. Once you figure it out on your own, like, communicate that shit, like, the shit out of that information to whomever you are. And be very clear about what you are looking for. Because if you are not clear and you leave, like, holes for people to fill in to figure it out, then you're setting yourself up for disaster. Be fucking blunt. Be real. Say, this is what I'm looking for. I'm just looking for a casual hookup. Is that something you're looking for? Cool. No? All right. It was nice talking to you. It was nice getting to know you. And keep it fucking pushing. That's it. All right. I think I'm going to end the episode here. I feel like I've ranted enough. And I've kind of like, I feel like I made the point of where I was going with this. But I felt like this was like kind of a, you know, kind of coming up at the 2-year mark, which I'm so fucking excited. And thank you guys for like fucking sticking with me for these 2 years. Or if you're a new listener, thank you for like listening. Thank you for, you know, embracing my fucking personality. Even though I swear like a sailor. Thank you for, you know, supporting me. Thank you for just being like amazing listeners. Like seeing these numbers, seeing these downloads, it just literally is such a humbling and great experience. And I'm so happy that I have you guys. I'm so happy that, you know, this was something that I've always wanted to do. I'm so happy that I got to do it and I'm doing it currently. And yeah, I just, you know, and here's to another 2 more years, 3 more years, 4 more years on this podcast, because we're on this motherfucking journey together. I love you guys. I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing weekend. Because this episode will be broadcasted on a Saturday. I just hope you guys have amazing weekend. Don't do what I do. Don't fucking get into Lyfts or Ubers and try and smoke with your Lyft or Uber driver and possibly get yourself murdered. But yeah, don't do these things. But I love you guys. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. I'm actually going to be in Cali next week. I'm excited because, you know, I can't wait to see some Cali dick. I mean, Cali's views. All right, guys. I can't wait to tell you about that trip. Maybe check out my Instagram. I will be posting about my trip. And yeah, so I love you guys. And mwah, have a great one.